Our lesson continues in the 14th chapter of the book of Judges. We've just gotten into the 15th verse at the end of the last lesson. And the setting for this lesson is that Samson is now having the wedding feast for his marriage to this Philistine woman. They're in the city of Timnath. And they have given Samson 30 companions to keep him company during this wedding feast, the 7 days of the wedding feast. And Samson gives a riddle to these 30 companions, and he tells them that if they can solve the riddles, that he'll give them 30 changes of garments and 30 sheets, and if they cannot solve the riddle, then they're to give him 30 sheets and 30 changes of garments. And so the men have spent 3 days trying to figure out the riddle. The riddle says, out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. That's in the 14th verse. And he has reference, of course, to the fact that he had killed this lion on the way down to Timnath in a previous journey. And when he came back the second time, he found honey in the carcass of the lion. And he told this to no one. And so now he gives it to these men as a riddle, and they're not smart enough to figure it out. Had they really used strong reasoning power and understood that the strongest beast, of course, would be the lion, he would be the eater, and the sweetest substance that they knew of at that time was honey, they could have put some of this together, but they were not able to do it. They spent 3 days. And so verse 15 says, it came to pass on the seventh day, which would be the seventh day of the week rather than the seventh day of the feast. It was no doubt the fourth day of the feast, the next day after they decided they weren't going to be able to figure it out after working on it 3 days, that they said unto Samson's wife, entice thy husband, that he may declare unto us the riddle, lest we burn thee and thy father's house with fire. So they made an agreement, or they made a threat to Samson's wife to entice her husband, to cause her husband to tell us, to tell you the riddle, so you can then in turn tell us the riddle. Are we going to burn you and your father's house with fire? Which is an actual threat of putting you to death, putting your father to death, if you do not find out what this riddle is. And then they make an accusation. Have you called us to take that we have? Is it not so? You're just in league with Samson to rob us. You're wanting to make us have to pay the wager. And so they make this threat to Samson's wife. So we see here that the stage is properly set then for Samson to be betrayed by his new wife. Verse 16, and Samson's wife wept before him and said, thou dost but hate me and lovest me not. Now here she's using this age-old approach to get Samson to do something he doesn't want to do. She is weeping before him, and she is accusing him of not loving her. You don't love me. You hate me. And the reason is because you don't tell me what this riddle is. Thou hast put forth a riddle unto the children of my people, and hast not told it me. At least you should tell me what the riddle is, Samson. You should trust me. I'd like to know what it is. But now I see that you don't love me. You don't have any true feeling for me. You hate me because you refuse to tell me what the riddle is. So we've all known of this ploy to be used by a spouse upon the other when they're trying to get something that maybe is unreasonable for them to have. But if anything is going to touch a tender heart, it'll be this accusation that you don't love me. Prove your love to me by doing this certain thing. And he said unto her, behold, I have not told it my father, nor my mother. Shall I tell it thee? I haven't even told my parents about this. It's not that I don't love you. If that be true, then I wouldn't love my parents because I haven't told them either. I love them, and I haven't told them. And consequently, the same would be true to you. I haven't told you either. Verse 17, and she wept before him the 7 days while their feast lasted. So the rest of the time of the feast, she did nothing but weep, cry, and carry on because he wouldn't tell her what the riddle was. And it came to pass on the seventh day that he told her because she lay sore upon him. So he finally gave in, and he told her what the riddle was. He killed the lion that was the eater giving forth meat, and then he had found the honey in the carcass of the lion at a later date, and that was the sweet coming out of the strong. So he told her the riddle. And she told the riddle to the children of her people. So she gave the answer of the riddle to those 30 companions that had the wager made with Samson, and Samson then was betrayed by this. Verse 18, "And the men of the city said unto him on the seventh day, before the sun went down, What is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion?" So they have given him the answer. The answer was honey and lion. "And he said unto them, If you had not plowed with my heifer, you had not found out my riddle." So Samson accuses them of tampering with his wife. "You've plowed with my heifer. You've used that which is mine to get your own end, to make your own gains. You've plowed your field with my heifer." And he realized that they had used dishonest means to get the answer to the riddle. And of course they had the answer, and so he's going to pay them their wages, but it's going to cost the Philistines very dearly when he does it. Verse 19, "And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ascalon," which is another Philistine city, "and slew 30 men of them, and took their spoil, and gave change of garments unto them which expounded the riddle." So Samson got the price of the wager that he lost. He got that by killing 30 men, 30 Philistines, and taking the garments from them, and then he gave that to those who had expounded the riddle. And of course they were only able to expound the riddle because they had threatened Samson's wife to entice him to tell her what the riddle was so that she could then give it to them. And so it cost these Philistines very dearly. The life of one man was worth more than all the garments, but they lost 30 men in this. "And his anger was kindled, and he went up to his father's house." So Samson just left the scene. He didn't take his wife with him. He was angry with the whole bunch. They had betrayed him, and he'd of course gotten some revenge here. And it was the Lord's will for this to happen, because the Spirit of the Lord came upon him before he slew these 30 Philistines, and he went to his father's house. Verse 20, "But Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as his friend." Now, in Samson's absence, her father gave her to one of the companions that was with him during this time, who had been like a friend to Samson. And this was a wrong thing to do. There was no right that the man had to do this, to give his wife to another man, but it did happen. And so we can see then how that when you're dealing with the Philistines, the rules that the Philistines use are quite different from the rules that God's people would use, the rules that Samson would be used to. They have philosophies, they have ways, they have ideas that are so much different from those of God's people. And the very same thing is true today. This is one of the reasons that a Christian shouldn't marry out of the church today, because those that are out of the church have an altogether different philosophy of life than what the Christians have. They can lie, and they can cheat, and they can steal. They can decide they don't want to be married and get a divorce. And a Christian can't do these things. A Christian is not under the same type of a rule that the people of the world are under. And so when we marry those that are not Christians, we become unequally yoked together with unbelievers, and consequently they're following a different set of rules from what we're following. And so that's the way it was with these Philistines. When Samson left, well, the father just took the woman and gave her to another man. And this certainly wasn't what Samson was expecting, I'm sure, but in Samson's anger and in his hurt and in his absence, this is what happened. Now we move on into the 15th chapter of Judges.